Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Published in 1972, How to Read a Book by Charles Van Doren and Mortimer J. Adler is a timeless classic in the realm of reading comprehension and education. This guide extends far beyond its title, offering insights not just into the mechanics of reading, but into the very essence of how one can engage with texts deeply and effectively. The authors present the idea that reading is not just a passive activity, but a dialogue between the reader and the author. This book is structured to equip readers with strategies to extract more understanding and enjoyment from their reading, categorizing the activity into levels of increasing complexity and skill. It's an invaluable resource for students, academics, professionals, and anyone looking to elevate their reading proficiency to unlock the wealth of knowledge that books have to offer. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the levels of reading. The concept of the levels of reading is central to understanding how to read a book. And the authors delineate four levels of reading: elementary, inspectional, analytical, and syntopical reading. Each level builds upon the previous one, starting from the basic understanding of the text, elementary, to a thorough analysis and comparison of multiple texts, syntopical. Elementary reading teaches the basics of decoding symbols and understanding sentences. Inspectional reading is about skimming or superficial reading to get an overview of the book. Analytical reading delves deeper, demanding more time and effort to understand the book fully, urging readers to engage critically with the text, asking probing questions and scrutinizing arguments. Syntopical reading, the most advanced level, involves reading multiple books on the same subject to understand the discussion or argument from various perspectives. This framework not only categorizes the reading process, but also serves as a guide to readers on how to elevate their reading skills systematically. Secondly, how to be a demanding reader. The book posits that to gain the most from any reading material, one must be a demanding reader. This means engaging actively with the text, asking questions, making connections, and critically evaluating the content. The authors introduce techniques such as marking up a book, which encourages readers to interact directly with the material through underlining, highlighting, annotating, and writing questions or objections in the margins. These practices enable readers to not just passively consume information, but to engage in a dialogue with the author, fostering a deeper understanding and retention of the content. Being a demanding reader also involves understanding the author's intent, critically analyzing the arguments put forth, and synthesizing the information with one's own knowledge and experiences. This approach transforms reading from a passive to an active endeavor, making it more enriching and intellectually stimulating. Thirdly, the role of criticism in reading. Criticism plays a pivotal role in the analytical phase of reading. How to Read a Book emphasizes the importance of fair criticism, which is constructive and seeks to engage deeply with the text's arguments and ideas. Criticism, according to the authors, should not be about finding fault for the sake of it, but about understanding the strengths and weaknesses of the arguments. It involves recognizing not just what is said, but how well it is said. This includes evaluating the clarity, accuracy, and relevance of the author's ideas, as well as the cogency of their arguments. Engaging with texts critically enables readers to distinguish between mere opinion and well-grounded arguments, fostering a more nuanced and sophisticated understanding of the issues at hand. The book advocates for a balanced approach to criticism, encouraging readers to be neither too deferential nor dismissive, but to maintain an open yet critical mind. Fourthly, the syntopical method of reading. The syntopical method of reading is the culmination of the educational journey How to Read a Book lays out. It represents the highest and most comprehensive level of reading, where the reader engages with multiple books on a particular subject to synthesize a more complex understanding. Syntopical reading involves extensive research and compilation, requiring the reader to first understand the terminology and questions discussed across different texts, then to compare and contrast arguments, and finally to analyze the discussion to form their own conclusions. This method is particularly valuable for research, advanced study, or anyone looking to gain a deep understanding of complex subjects. It represents a form of intellectual synthesis that goes beyond merely consuming information, pushing readers to become scholars in their own right, capable of contributing to the conversation on a given topic. Lastly, approaches to different genres of reading. Understanding that not all reading is created equal, How to Read a Book offers tailored strategies for engaging with different genres of texts, from practical manuals and literature to science and philosophy. Each genre presents unique challenges and requires specific approaches for effective comprehension. For example, reading a novel for plot and character development requires different skills than analyzing a scientific paper for hypotheses and evidence. The book provides practical advice on how to adjust reading techniques to suit the material's objectives, emphasizing the importance of context in reading comprehension. By recognizing the distinctive features of each genre, readers can adapt their approach to optimize understanding and enjoyment. Whether they're exploring an intricate narrative, dissecting a poet's imagery, studying historical arguments, or unraveling complex theoretical concepts, this nuanced approach enriches the reading experience, providing readers with the tools to navigate the vast landscape of written material successfully. In conclusion, How to Read a Book is an indispensable guide for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of reading as an intellectual activity. Its detailed exploration of reading methods, from the elementary to the syntopical, makes it relevant for readers across a spectrum of experience levels. Students, educators, professionals, and casual readers alike can benefit from Adler and Van Doren's insightful strategies, transforming reading from a mere pastime into a profound source of learning and personal growth. The book's emphasis on active engagement, critical thinking, and the appreciation of various genres prepares readers not just to consume information, but to critically analyze and synthesize knowledge. In an age overwhelmed with information, How to Read a Book equips readers with the skills necessary to discern substance from superficiality and to engage deeply with the world through the written word. Its timeless wisdom makes it a must-read for those looking to enhance their intellectual capabilities, making the act of reading not just informative, but transformative. If you would like to support Charles Van Doren, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.